push back up and something like that. Mm-hmm. But it's not.
Hmm.
He was not, he was buried. They put out stones and cut pieces of wood all about the same height.
Mm-hmm.
And he was laid out where the air could come in.
Oh.
On his body.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they anointed it with that stuff. And it was anointed, and then that cool air came in mm-hmm. on that body that saved it those 3 days that it lay in the tomb.
Oh, uh-huh.
And it was, it's so wonderful to go in and find out something that you had just speculated on mm-hmm. all these years.
Mm-hmm.
But they showed you exactly how it is. And mm-hmm. the thieves was hanging on the cross and all, showed you that. It's beautiful, and got Noah's Ark there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You spend the night there if you just take your food.
Oh, okay. And what about for preachers in your church? Did you have somebody who did it full time, or?
No.
Would they go from church to church, or what?
We have a bishop
mm-hmm.
that is appointed by the priesthood in mm-hmm. our church. And they serve from 1 to 3 years without any pay. They don't get a pay. They got a job just like your husband, like my husband mm-hmm. had. They have a job. They pay their tithes just like we pay our tithes. They work for the Lord. Their time mm-hmm. is the Lord's time. And it's all we don't pay, there's no paid ministry in our church whatsoever. Okay.
Do they go for some kind of training or anything no. like that?
Mm-mm. No.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
The only training they go through is a study course that the church lays out for them. And they take them with them and get up every morning at 5 o'clock and learn so much,
mm-hmm.
and study so much, and read so much. On the missionaries mm-hmm. on their own time.
Mm-hmm.
They come out 2 by 2, because that's the way the Savior went. He said 2 by 2, mm-hmm. not alone.
Mm-hmm.
And they pay their own expenses, or their family pay, or their sometimes right. ward where they come from. If it's a poor boy that wants to go on a mission, or is called on a mission, the ward will help. That's the way I'll set up in our church. Mm-hmm. There's no paid ministry, whatever.
Okay.
But you just have one church with about four to 700 people to be father over. He's just like our father.
Mm-hmm.
If he tells us, we go to him for advice or anything, and he said, we know that that's from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And we do it.
Mm. I see.
And he has 2 men that visit, different men that come helps the bishop out.
Right.
Now, we have 2 visitors every month, and if there's anything, we're sick or need anything,
uh-huh.
he takes the message back to the bishop, because the bishop can't mm-hmm. do all the running around
right.
and then do a job for his family.
I see. Okay.
But these men mm-hmm. are his aides.
And do y'all celebrate Christmas?
Yes, we do.
So forth? You do, yeah?
But let me tell you, in our church, we believe the 6th of April is Christ's birthday.
Oh. But you still celebrate the 25th.
We still celebrate uh-huh. Christmas, but we also hold the 6th of April.
Oh, okay.
Because we have been told by scientists that if it would have been Christmas, there wouldn't have been no stars out. There wouldn't have been no shepherds abiding in the field if it had been in December.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
So we have been instructed that it's the 6th of April.
I see. Well, this is kind of off the subject, but if it was on Christmas Day and somebody came to your house, what would you say to them to greet them?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And how about for New Year's?